earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And all living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Aniva nijonne go shabothya, nijonne go shabothya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Way. Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey!
tribal song from the Blackfoot Confederacy drum off their Canyon Records CD, Powwow Songs, recorded live at Post Falls. And for the benefit of our international listeners, the great nations of the Blackfoot Confederacy consist of the Blackfeet, the Siksika, the Kenai, and the Piikani. Asquay, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we focus on the situation facing Palestinians, as well as issues of concern to Arab and Muslim Americans from a conversation I had with Mr. Sahil Hassan Zidan. This interview is of great importance to anyone who wishes to have a deeper understanding of the complex socio-cultural and political situation in the geographic region now called the Middle East. This subject is in keeping with Yad Kiddushin Native Center's mission statement, which in part reads, quote, Yad Kiddushin Native Center serves to inform, educate, and enlighten people about important issues facing the well-being of all life on our planet, unquote. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know that Yad Kiddushin Native Center has also had a long-time dedication to peace, social justice, and human rights. Our Ganili Goa Project for Peace Education and Conflict Mediation is a well-respected program of our center. Recently, world media attention over the issue of European cartoon drawings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad exemplifies the depth of disrespect towards Islamic culture by the West. Images of Arab and Muslim peoples are often depicted in very negative portraits. For example, the terrorist or camel-riding desert thief with a big sword. These racist images perpetuate the myth of a dirty desert-dwelling backwards people to fear and distrust. Hollywood movies are full of such trash. It reminds me of how North American indigenous peoples have been and at times continue to be depicted as bloodthirsty Indian savages or as drunken, lazy, uncivilized so-called Indians. It is time to get rid of derogatory and racist images of all cultures. Earlier in this introduction, I mentioned how the subject of what's now called Middle East affairs is a very complex topic. There is a long cultural history, not to mention political, economic, and religious relationships in that part of the world. I do not profess to have a deep knowledge or understanding of either the historical or contemporary situations within this region. However, as someone interested in international affairs and concern for peace, human rights, social, economic, and environmental justice, I try to learn about these issues and stay informed about events in this part of the world. This is especially important for those of us who live in the United States. American foreign policy greatly impacts the land and peoples of the Middle East, as well as the rest of the world. We here at Yad Kiddushin Native Center may not agree with some of the views expressed by today's guest. We do, however, consider it very important to listen with an open mind to the comments of Mr. Sahil Hassan Zidan. I would like to now welcome him to Wolf Mountain Radio and ask him to first introduce himself to our worldwide listeners. Welcome, sir.
My name is Sahil Hassan Zidan. I was born in Lebanon in 1948. I am a Palestinian from a Palestinian mother and father. I lived in Lebanon until I was 21, 22 years old. Then I immigrated to the United States. During the time I was in Lebanon, I have seen the abuse of the human rights of Palestinians in Lebanon from the Lebanese government and Christian militia. I have also seen the bombing that the United States have done to the Palestinian refugees camps, the killing they have done to even some of my relatives. You don't even hear it on radios or TVs. It's all hushed up. I mean, I can tell you stories, it'll make your hair stand up.
For the benefit of our worldwide listeners, would you please share a little brief history about the Palestinian people and the fact my understanding of the cultural history of the Palestinian, in many ways they are similar to desert people of Native America, where that historically you folks were Bedouin people that were nomadic or semi-nomadic and were very tribal up until
British occupation. Would you share a little brief background about who are the Palestinian people?
Yes, the Palestinian people is exactly like you said. Most of them, well, they're all tribes. Arabs are tribes, different tribes. Now, the Arabian Gulf is a little bit more still into the tribes than the Palestinians are, but the Palestinians are still holding some of the culture still back into them. However, the Palestinians has been mistreated badly as the American indigenous people in America. Really just as bad the massacres that have happened to the Palestinians from the occupation of the Palestine, from Zionist movement in the Middle East, and worldwide actually. Zionists moved into a Palestine area just during the Second War with the help of the British government, of course. They start immigrated to Palestine illegally. They called it the Promised Land, of course. They have no proof of that, of course. The Palestinian people existed in that area for thousands of years. Of course, Palestinians does not mean just Muslims and Christians. It's also Jews, Arab Jews, Palestinian Jews. Now, the Jews that they came into the Palestinian areas were all from Germany, Europe, and the United States also. And that's what Allied have promised the Jews during the war, to stand against Hitler. During the war, Jews were in control of a lot of the economic sectors in Germany. The Allied, especially United States and England, have promised the Jews in the homeland if they help stand against Hitler in many ways economically, trying to break the German military. They promised them first in Jamaica, and they spread the word around. Also, they promised to try in Venezuela. And they spread the word around in South America, which the South American rejected it very, very strongly. So the English looked into Palestine. Since the English were having a tough time staying in Palestine at that time, so they knew they were going to leave either way. So they thought they would leave a problem for the Middle East and the Palestinian people. And they brought in the Jews under the Zionist control, and they helped arming them, training them, taking, you know, they took over Palestine, and they kicked several million people out of their homeland. They took their homes, their business. My father was one of them. He had 10 children, and he was a middle class. Overnight he became homeless with 10 children. And you can imagine how hard it is to raise 10 children when you don't have to feed yourself. Part of the Palestinian at the beginning, of course, the more I look at it, I see the same abuse for the indigenous people in the United States. However, I mean, I heard some really bad stories about what the European American government have done to the indigenous, skinning them alive. I mean, horrible stories. The history of America since the beginning, it's extremely violent. Yeah. I don't know why anybody wants to be proud of a system like this ever. This is not European country. It does not belong to any one of these immigrants here. Nobody gave them the permission to come here. This is an indigenous country, and they did the same thing to the Palestinian as they did to the indigenous in America.
There's little doubt that war in the Middle East is largely due to the international conflict over energy resources, namely oil and natural gas. Are there large fields of oil and or natural gas under the desert of Palestine? Does the issue of energy relate to the conflict?
I'm sure, I mean, the U.S., in my opinion, in the Middle East, the main reason is oil. There's no doubt. And I do believe that America is in there to protect Israel's border. There is no doubt. Their main goal is the oil. Their second main goal is to protect the state of Israel. Palestine, petroleum-wise, I don't think they have that much petroleum in the ground, so they're not interested in Palestine. The only reason they're helping the state of Israel to continue is just keep a military base, so to speak, in the Middle East for them. They helped Israel on getting the atomic bombs, and now they're fighting everybody around Israel, keeping them from getting it. They call whoever tries to get it is a madman, crazy. Somehow they do not see the Israelis as such. America is biased. America cannot be the middleman for peace in the Middle East or anywhere else, as far as I'm concerned. America is working only to exploit the natural resource of the Middle East to rule them. All I see in the Middle East, America is destruction. If you see Iraq before America came in, you wouldn't believe it's the same country. They destroyed. Iraq is leveled. I mean leveled to the ground. It's going to take years and years of rebuilding. They destroyed schools. Now they say they are building schools for the Arabs. Now, Saudi, you know, Iraq had plenty of schools for their own people. Now they don't even have water to running in the city. They don't have the sewage in the city. Now that all was there before American came. Now all of these services are gone. America is not spending a dime on Iraq. All the money is getting from America is spending it on the military and military only. Now they could not take the oil out of Iraq, and they're spending a lot of money, and that's why they are going to leave Iraq. If they got a hold of Iraq, I guarantee you they would have never left Iraq. Now the death is mounting. The number of the American soldiers that died in Iraq is much, much greater than what the American government is saying. Last number I heard it's a minimum of 40,000 up to 60,000. Where the American government is haven't even passed 2,000. So, I mean, I laugh, but it's not a funny thing, really. It's a tragic thing.
So, Hill, about the conflicts in the Middle East, it's jihad. If I understand the word, it refers to carrying out a holy war. How does jihad or warfare get sanctioned in the Quran? Does not the Quran teach peace, teach respect for one another?
Of course, I'm a Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim family. The knowledge that I'm going to share with you is just the knowledge that I lived in. I'm not an imam to speak of Islam specifically, but I do know Islam is a religion of human rights. Islam is brought in knowledge and culture to the world and shared it with the world. They did not enforce their power on anybody. Islam, the poor, during the great Islam empire, Islam have shown sympathy with people, not like the Pope during the European. You cannot say that the Pope did the same as Islam did. Yeah. You see, 1500 years ago, there is no doubt. Islam up to this day, Islam have brought knowledge, humane treatment to the world. Now, between Shia and Muslim in Iraq, we never heard of a problem between Shias and Muslim until the American came and they start making the problems to start a civil war in Iraq so they can rest themselves. They thought if they can get the Muslim fighting each other, not so many Americans will be dead today. But they found out that the war is still at the Americans and at the Americans only. They speak of Islam fighting each other. It's really a very minute society in Iraq, a small group of people that the United States have supported and put in power. The rest of the Shiite and Sunni Muslim are really united, except that one group that the CIA have really nourished in Iraq. Once the American leave, that government will fall very quickly.
Your thought or comment, opinion about Osama bin Laden?
I mean, I followed Osama bin Laden way before the 9/11, during the Russian invasion of Afghanistan. He started organizing a resistance in Afghanistan. A wealthy man from a wealthy family, he used his wealth to start up a resistance in Afghanistan. However, the Bush family, of course, had a very close relation with the bin Laden family in Saudi Arabia. He asked his cousin, Osama bin Laden, asked his cousin, next time meet with the Bush family to see if they can support us with some military equipment in Afghanistan. that's how Osama bin Laden started, really, with the help of the CIA in Afghanistan. I mean, he could have been a small person then, but the CIA have really supplied them with arms, heavy shoulder missiles, you name it. So he's the work of the CIA. There's no doubt about it. I'm not condemning Osama bin Laden at all, and I'm not glorifying him either. The CIA is the responsible party of the Osama bin Laden. However, Osama bin Laden now is fighting the United States because he found out it's not only the Russians who are trying to occupy the Middle East and Afghanistan, the Islamic country. So once he saw that the American went into Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Iraq, Bahrain and Qatar, so he looked at them as worse than the Russians. So he started fighting the Americans. And which I would do the same thing. I mean, I don't have to be, you know, bin Laden to see what, you know, the wrong, you know, what the Americans have done. This is what I think of bin Laden. I mean, I personally think he's a, you know, he's a person who's fighting for his freedom and his people's freedom. So however they want to make him look like Hitler or any other man they condemn, we're used to the American agenda anyway.
Cochise was a warrior, a soldier of the earth. The old ones tell the story of the day of his birth. History calls him a renegade, a killer and a cheat. His fight for freedom led to his defeat. I am only one man, but my people beaten down, trying hard to stay strong inside this skin so brown. But I still hear the voices of the heroes of the past, whispering so softly in the silence of the past. Hear me call, hear me call, hear me call, hear me call. Stand strong, never fall. You can count on me, you can count on me. We must rise, down and away. Above and wrong, you can count on me. Here's a call to everyone who ever felt shame or took that wintry midnight walk that nearly killed the flame. Courage, all my brothers, find that spirit voice that calls you back to freedom. It's time to make a choice. Hear me call, hear me call, hear me call, hear me call. Stand strong, you never fall. You can count on me, you can count on me. You must rise, you can count on me. You can count on me, you can count on me. Stand strong, you can count on me. You never fall, you can count on me. You can count on me. You must rise.
So, as someone who kind of watches or monitors or observes the happenings of what's called the Middle East, the Far East, what is your opinion of, for example, the future of Saudi Arabia and the kingdoms, and not just Saudi Arabia, but you mentioned Bahrain and Qatar and Yemen. Do you see in the near future a popular uprising by the people, and in a sense the overthrow of what I guess you might say, the dictatorships, the kingdoms that are supported by the West.
Oh, it's already, we thought it never happened in Saudi Arabia. Now, the resistance in Saudi Arabia is very strong. However, one dictatorship to America is different than others. In my opinion, all dictatorships are the same. But somehow America kind of likes one dictatorship more than other. It depends on how friendly they are to them. Exactly. If you their friend, you're okay dictator. If you're not their friend, you're not an okay dictator. Saudi Arabia has always been a dictator system. Jordan, King Hussein, the Egyptian Hosni Mubarak is another dictator. But these are okay dictators to America because they're friends. But once dictator uprise against them, then that's not good. So now the Americans are trying to make the Middle East look like there is a democracy and elections. So they try to enforce or pressure the governments to have elections. And most of the Arabian regimes have had some elections, and the Islamic movement have won. And now United States is like, God, what did we do here? We don't want those Muslims, and now the Muslims are in power. No, we don't want any more elections anymore. Now they're not supporting any election in the Middle East because most of the elections are won by the Islamic movement.
That does bother me, and I think a lot of our native listeners, in general listeners around the world, is the, you might say in English, the portrayal or depiction of how Arab and Islam, Muslim men relate to Arab and Islam Muslim women. And again, I'm always careful not to accept propaganda that you see on the mainstream media here and was not in the United States. I am very bothered, for example, with, say, the Taliban regime in Afghanistan being an Islamic society, so-called fundamental Islamic society, and how, from an outsider's viewpoint, were very cruel and very abusive and disrespectful to Islamic women, although my understanding of the Quran, women are held in great deal of respect like they are in indigenous cultures all over the world. What is your comment on the depiction and portrayal and treatment of Muslim women?
As you see on TV, America always try to demonize Islam and say they are a society of savages and women haters. Of course, that's not true. I mean, if you wait a couple more weeks, you'll see my sister and some of my family. They're very liberal and they're still hanging on to their culture. And nobody abuses women. I mean, somebody fundamental as much as a Taliban. Now, you can't call these people a true Islams, Muslims, because, I mean, they're just going by their own rules and laws. Islam does not abuse women. Islam brought women to learn, educate. Islam always says, you want your society educated, you must educate the mother. And that was very well said. As they say, they went to Afghanistan so they can help the women take their veils out. Now, the Americans in Afghanistan and the veils are still there. So it's not a matter of who takes those veils out, if the women themselves want these veils taken out or not. The bottom line is all education, and you must give time to culture to change. You cannot just go in and force your morals, which I don't think the American morals is that great to begin with. If a Muslim woman covered her head, they condemn her. If you see a woman down the road, half of her body is showing, it's okay, it's a great culture. So I don't understand that. Some of the women that I see walking down the street, I was wondering most of the time if they're normal families or prostitutes. You cannot force your culture on anybody else's culture, especially as old as the Islam culture is. The Middle East is, their lives did not come overnight. The Middle East is, their culture has been built for thousands of years. It's an experience. It's a respect among families. It's not a fly-by society that within 30 years the society is completely changed in America. In the Middle East, does not change that much. The ideas are still the same. The respect between man and woman and family and relation, it's very, very close. Here, if you do not have social security, you're on the street. In the Middle East, there is no social security and there's nobody on the street. The society is takes care of itself. That's because of the way the culture have raised the children to care about each other when they grow older. This is the Middle East. It is not a barbaric society as Americans puts it out to be. The barbaric act is the one who went to Iraq and raped their women in Iraq. They arrested hundreds and hundreds of women and raped them. I've heard stories about the military raping Muslim women. I mean, daily stories. This is the barbaric act. It is not the Islam who have learned how to live among themselves for thousands of years and respect each other. Now, you tell me if this is what's happening in Iraq is a civilization, a correct civilization trying to improve other society's life.
Thank you, sir. And as far as the U.S. military being barbaric, you certainly don't have to try to convince me of that. The history of the U.S. military towards my own Native American peoples is nothing short of barbarism since the first time they washed upon the shore. And as listeners to this program know, the U.S. Cavalry, for example, under Custer and the 7th Cavalry, do all sorts of atrocities towards Native women and children. So your point is well taken. I guess I was still somewhat concerned with the image where Arab women, for example, are supposedly not allowed to leave their homes without permission, you know, from a man. And I don't know if that's true. That's what I'm asking. And if that is the case, that I still honestly do have trouble with that concept. I am a traditional Native American person, and our cultures are thousands of years old, and I don't agree with a lot of the so-called Western mainstream Euro-American so-called society. I am someone that does believe in the sovereignty and self-determination of all peoples and of all genders, and I am very troubled when I see reports of brutality towards Arab women, and there have been documentations by Arab women coming out now that have been suppressed by Arab and Muslim governments for many years. I spent 4 years in Southeast Asia, in the Philippines and Indonesia, Malaysia, doing forest conservation, living with different tribal peoples. I did have an opportunity to visit a number of Muslim communities like in Mindanao, and I will tell you, I do find some of their culture to be somewhat oppressive towards women. So that is my question. And do you have any response?
Yes, I agree with you. Some of these religious factions are abusive. There's no doubt. I completely agree with you on this. We do not need anybody in our society to suppress women. There's no doubt. And I, you know, we do recognize some of the abusive in Saudi Arabia and some of the Arabian Gulf. There is no doubt that it still exists up to this day. I hope we all work on changing that. There is no doubt that it still exists. And I do agree with you.
I'd like to say I've had a real pleasure meeting you and talking with you this afternoon. I certainly hope that my questions haven't embarrassed you or in any way been troubling. We're here hopefully as friends talking with one another, who's, at least from my point of view, my purpose is to try to use the radio to help inform and educate people about different indigenous cultures throughout the world. And hopefully that is a way of promoting respect for one another, and even I use the word peace and friendship. So I do really want to thank you for talking with me today, and if I have said anything to you that is troublesome, let me apologize. I always ask my guests to say anything they'd like to at the end of our conversation that I haven't invited you to speak on. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our worldwide audience?
Yes. First of all, I do thank you for, you know, bringing those subjects to me and letting everybody listening to it, because this is the only way we can change it. Second, yes, I would love to see the American indigenous people in control of more lands and rights in America. This is really has been a concern to me. over the years since I've been in America. I'm sorry to say, I have not seen any improvement from the American government toward the indigenous people at all.
Well, the blues, they started 500 years ago when the people arrived with the skin like snow. Yeah, 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 oh. They gonna steal our land. They gonna make up all the rules and disregard the red man. Well, they enslaved the blacks, started income tax, too damn lazy to put work on their backs. Yeah, 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 oh. That's the way they steal this land. Well, they make up all the rules and then they disregard the red man. Well, I was born half Native, half French. White man's treaties carry a hell of a stench. Yeah, 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 oh. That's the way they steal this land. Well, they make up all the rules and then they disregard the red man. Then they took my brother, Leonard Peltier, put him in prison for 18 years. Yeah, 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 oh. That helps them steal this land. Well, they make up all the rules and then they convict an innocent man. Now they like to brag about the BIA stealing 95 cents for every dollar we pay. Yeah, 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 oh. That's the way they steal this land. Well, they make up all the rules and then they disregard the red man.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yakirichi's Kinonwatakose Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yatkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinowatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Take it on the
Music from Dene Navajo singer-songwriter Louis Garney off his Canyon Records CD, Sacred Mountains. The song is an honor for our future generations and is entitled Children of Tomorrow. Prior to our Yarkidishi Native Center program identification, you heard Anishinaabe singer-songwriter Richard Sear sing 500 Years of the Blues. We also featured Chester Knight's song Cochise Was a Warrior from Chester's Sound of America Records CD. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. I want to again thank Mr. Sahil Hassan Zaidan for being our guest today on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. We shall conclude today's program with a song from Peter Cater entitled Prayer for Peace from Silver Wave Records CD titled Prayer for Peace. Until the next Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yatkirishi Native Center. Yatkirishi's Wolf Mountain Radio is an independent indigenous media service. Our award-winning program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and defend the traditional cultural lifeways of Native peoples around the world. Wolf Mountain Radio presents the situations facing Native lands and tribal communities with news, interviews, commentaries, music, and investigative reports. Estás escuchando el programa de radio Wolf Mountain, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas, una producción del Centro Nativo Yatkirishi. La radio Wolf Mountain de Yatkirishi es un servicio de medios independientes indígena. Nuestro programa, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas, sirve para proteger la Tierra Madre Sagrada y defender las culturas tradicionales de gente nativa en todo el mundo. La radio Wolf Mountain presenta las situaciones enfrentadas por tierras nativas y comunidades indígenas con noticias, entrevistas, comentarios, música y reportes investigativos. Yatkirishi Native Center, protecting Mother Earth and promoting the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yatkirishi is an intertribal, cultural, environmental, educational, social justice, and news media organization. The Yatkirishi Native Center is located at 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida 34120. The email address is yatkirishi@earthlink.net. Centro Nativo Yatkirishi, protegiendo la Madre Tierra y promoviendo la cultura de gente indígena en todo el mundo. Yatkirishi es una organización intertribal, cultural, de medio ambiente, educacional, de justicia social y de medios de noticias. El Centro Nativo de Yatkirishi está ubicado en el 1731 Avenida 16 en Naples, Florida 34120. El correo electrónico es yatkischee@earthlink.net.